It's called kind of filling place. You know, at the end of his end of the basketball year, Steve announced Coach Goddard announced his retirement, and basically, you know, they opened it up, and I applied for it, interviewed for it. And next thing I know, I've been named the coach, and so it's a, you know, it's kind of a dream come true. You know, you always think about playing, you know, coaching at your own home school where you grew up, and you know, it just is at the right time, right situation.
What do you think it'll be like the first time Rushville plays Connersville this next year?
I get that question asked quite often frequently, and you know, he's been such a mentor to me. And you know, and the thing is that me and Kerry lived with each other for 5 years when he was a coach here in Rushville, and he's just more than he's like a big brother. He's a best friend for me. He's a guy I lean on for all these years. It's gonna be tough, you know. If I win, which I hope we win, it'll be tough because I'm shaking his hand because you know he does everything the right way, and he's just a great, he's a class act, and I'm just glad I can call him one of my best friends.
I had no doubts in my mind that you'd be on a sideline again whenever you chose to do it. Did you know that maybe it would be this quick? I mean, you've been out a year. That seems like a long time, but did you enjoy the year at least in some way?
Yeah, I did. You know, I watched a lot of practices. Got to go to watch, see a lot of my friends play. And, you know, and being in the female game, I got to, you know, I've had some players that got to be able to get recruited by Division I schools. So I've had a lot of chance to go watch the Division I women basketball teams play. I've gotten out to Ames, Iowa, watch where Madison's playing. I knew I'd get back in. I didn't know when. You know, I had opportunities. I've turned down, Johnny, probably about five or six opportunities to get back in it.
Okay.
I just wanted to be the right situation. And also I wanted to see some of my former players that play because I didn't have a chance when I was coaching Greenfield and been up to Tryon, Eastern Michigan, Fort Wayne, Ball State, you know, and just watching those kids and be able to take them to dinner, and some of the kids who didn't go to school, I just got to familiar with my former players, and that was nice.
Have you been able to, after the time away, kind of shake off the way things finished in Greenfield? Is this a brand new up and going setting for you?
Yeah, yes, it is. And I mean, I'm internally grateful for Greenfield. You know, they gave me the opportunity to coach, you know. You know, Mr. Horgan, Kevin Horgan, I think is the best AD probably ever to live. He gave me a chance. And, you know, I'm internally grateful for that. You know, whenever you change administrations, you know, you change superintendents, it changes, you know, and their thought process changes. They want to get their own people in there. And that's fine. And that's part of life. And, you know, we always tell our kids, you know, you got to overcome things. And, you know, as adults, we got to overcome things. So, that's part of it, and that's an educational experience for all of us.
Is it? You talked about trying to find the right spot, and obviously it seems you've done that. Does that include kind of the daytime job that's going to fit with the nighttime job, working in the family area, and then heading to the ball or heading to the gym?
Yeah, it does. And I work for my family business. I also work for Slam Dunk Sports Marketing. Mm-hmm. I sell scoreboards and score tables and throughout the state of Indiana. So, you know, it gives me a chance to be in the athletic field but also be able to have my determine my own schedule. So I'm very internally grateful for my family to have this, you know, give me this opportunity. And, you know, you get goosebumps, everything, you know, just think about, hey, I get a coach in the place where I played at. And, it's an historic gym. I mean, everybody's right on top of you. So, you know, like I said, I told people, 2,000 people when I go to work and screaming and hollering at me. So, but that's part of it. And it's, you know, establishing, you know, relationships with your players. And it's just, I'm really looking forward to it.
Awful early on, it's May, but summer here pretty quickly. Are you kind of set up on what you're going to be able to do with the kids here in the summer programs, that type of thing?
That's a work in progress right now. And I get some of my former coach, the guy I coached with, Mike Lewis, who's at Western up toward Kokomo. I know he's having a tournament. Seve Beach, Tom Beach's son, is having a tournament over in Centerville. I'm going to take him up there. And then I want to have take those kids and play somewhere where they don't play during the year. You know, hopefully they'll play the teams from up north in Huntington over there. So I'm going to try to take them about four or five different places, play against some diverse, cultures, and that's what's going to get us better. So I'm already looking forward to it.
Been a rough couple of years for the program, although five more wins this past year than the year previous.
Yeah, it is. It's progress. We got to establish the culture, and it's a different culture. I'm not Kerry Brown. I'm not going to. I don't coach like Kerry Brown sometimes. It's a lot of my mannerisms, how we play, we're going to play defense, we're going to take care of the basketball, yes. Are we a little bit different philosophy on offense? Yes, we are. But it's just, Kerry established such a great culture there and toughness. We always talk about five things. It's zero talent to do. Great attitude, great effort, being a great teammate, having great toughness, and great togetherness. It takes zero talent to do those things, but we've got to establish those things to become and to get the process going. And that's my job, and I'm going to establish those things.